I was kind of thinking air conditioning versus going outside and mowing the lawn. So in 2013, the University of Jamestown and also the high school softball coaches at the time, they set out on an endeavor to upgrade one of the softball fields at McElroy Park. We took diamond number 8 and we changed it into Trapper Field. At that time, the high school donated $15,000 to the project. Overall, we invested probably around $170,000 into that field. We finished two phases of it. The first phase was to deal with the field itself. The second phase was to deal with the grandstands. The total amount that came in, a lot of it was in-kind donations. Folks were really excited to work on a project that benefited not only the little girls during the summer, but also the Blue Jays and the Jimmies. This year, we are working on new LED lights for the field. And one of the reasons is because in 2013, we had about 30 girls that were enrolled in the summer program for fast pitch softball. 8 years later, we have about 130 girls that are enrolled during the summer. So that's a 330% increase in the number of girls that are enrolled in the summer. And it is also my understanding that at the high school level, we have both a varsity and a junior varsity team that are pretty much filled out. So we're really excited about that, but as long as getting a lot more people in, we have to look to see if we can extend the use of that field. And one of the ways is going to be with LED lights. So we've been looking into proposals for LED lights. We think the total cost would be around $200,000. The lights themselves are less than $200,000, but I was told in 2013 by the electricians and also by Ottertail that we needed to upgrade the electrical panel that serves that field. In the past, way before 2013, the field did have lights on it, but by the time we showed up, the lights had been disconnected and they were probably about 50 years old. So we're dialing in that, I'm thinking the project would be close to about $200,000. We're looking to finance the project by asking Park and Rec to commit $100,000 to the project. And what we're hoping to do is to match that dollar for dollar. We already have $25,000 in donations that has been donated to the project. We have $5,000 from private contributions, and we also have $20,000 from the Rotary Club here in Jamestown, which I am a member of. What we're hoping to do is to receive a commitment from the high school or the park or school board for $20,000 to help us with those lights. That would be contingent on Park and Rec committing the $100,000 for the project. Right now, Park and Rec can't really give us an answer because they're still reviewing their budget, but I'm very hopeful that they'll be able to give the $100,000, which again will match 100% by various sources. And I'm one of these people that likes to get things done, so we're hoping that we can start with some installation work in the fall, this fall of 2021, and that we'd be able to install the lights in early spring of 2022. So, any questions for me?
I just want to make sure, Joan, that I just first thank you. You know, one of the things that you know about moving to Jamestown is if you want to get something done, ask Joan Morris.
Yeah, well,
the stuff gets done. But I just want to make sure that when the board acts, they understand what they're acting upon, and that would be a commitment or a request. Mm-hmm. That was a recommendation from central office, and that's what your request is. For $20,000 committed to lights at Trapper Field, contingent upon the further commitment from the Jamestown Parks and Recreation Board. Mm-hmm. Just want to make clear that that's what's being suggested.
Mm-hmm. Can you just describe the benefits to the school district with these lights are installed?
Well, first of all, we're really excited about that field because it's a very collaborative effort. The field is used not only by the high school, but it's used by the University of Jamestown. So again, to me, it's very similar to the football field in that you're collaborating and putting investment in one field rather than different fields. One of the things that we run into, particularly in the spring, is due to daylight hours, we're having to restrict the time that the girls can practice. It gets dark out earlier. And so we do run into some instances, for example, where sometimes the second game of the doubleheader has to be cut short. We also ran into some instances where the start of the games are earlier in the school day. For example, I think the high school started, I want to say, about 2:30 or so, the games. And now with lights, I think we can push that to probably after school. So when you have an in-town game, you don't have your students leaving class. They can go to the field after class. I think that right there is the best benefit ever. We're running into a situation with Trapper Field is that the demand is far exceeding the hours that are available. And so one thing that we're looking at in order to increase the capacity at that field is we're looking at getting the lights so it can be used a little bit longer. Another benefit that we looked at is we have in the past hosted some state high school fast pitch softball tournaments. One area that we know is going to come down the pike is a lot of locations, they're going to require that there are lights so that if there is a rain delay or anything like that, then the games can pick up after it gets a little bit dark. And right now, we're not able to do that. And so then that impacts the scheduling for the next day.
I'd make a motion that we approve the $20,000 allowance contingent upon the Park and Rec obtaining the $100,000.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Gail, comment.
Yes, Joan, this question is going to come out of left field, pardon the pun. But I have lived in a state where new lights being put in were subjected to rules and regs concerning the light pollution and the protection of the night sky. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where Jamestown stands on this, but did you have to go through any rigmarole or regulations concerning that, or is it a concern for this city?
That's a very good question, because one of the things that we visited with the light personnel as far as trying to get just an initial quote was I came down the Northwest Hill the other day and I could see Jack Brown Stadium lit up. And my question was, is I know there are some residential homes that are very close to Trapper Field. And what they've told me with the lights that we're looking at, it's very directional as far as how everything is lit up. And that the spillage is much, much, much less than older lights. And so that to me is one of the benefits of moving into the LED lights.
And a follow-up, I said rigmarole, but I want to make it clear that I am absolutely a proponent of protecting the night sky. So right. I'm glad to hear that even in a small town, in a rural state, that we have concerns and that we're paying attention to mm-hmm. that. So thank you.
The also other, what I thought was a really cool thing is that the lights can be controlled via your cell phone. So I actually live across the river from the football field, the old football field. And so I, you know, have my living room lit up at night. And so I'm pretty excited about the fact that right after the game, when everybody clears out, you take out your cell phone and you hit off and turn off. Yeah.
Good. Any further discussion? I had one question as far as the maintenance costs going forward and the cost of paying for the electricity for the mm-hmm. lights, how is that being?
The meter is with Jamestown Park and Rec, and okay. So they would be absorbing the bill. Now, they're LED lights, and so the efficiency of it is going to be much, much less, or much, much greater. The light bill should be a lot less than Jack Brown Stadium.
Right. And I have one final question. And if they choose not to do this matching, will you scrub the project or will you try to come up with a different approach?
I think what we would try to do is come up with a different approach, but I think it would take longer than having folks start out this fall as far as getting the field ready.
Right.
It's a big stretch to raise what we need to raise via public funds. But if we, in addition to that, have to raise $100,000, it's going to take us a little bit.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
But, you know, I don't give up, so.
No. Any further discussion? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Melissa Gleason.
Yes.
Diane Hansen.
Yes.
Roger Hout.
Yes.
Heidi Larson.
Yes.
Gail Nelson.
Yes.
Dan Tweeten, sorry. Aaron Roberts?
Yes.
And Greg Allen?
Yes.
Motion passes 8-0.